Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
So I'm Cameron Curry, Executive Director for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. And I'm really excited that we're having a couple guests return to the show. It's Kyle and Wendy Menig, so welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
So just as some background, Kyle and Wendy Menig are parents at the Classical Academy and founders of the 210 Group, a coaching and consulting nonprofit. They have had over 25 years of experience working with college students, and today they're going to be sharing about how to prepare for dropping off your son or daughter at college. So this is fun. So dropping your child off at school is such an emotional time, and most parents don't even think about having a plan in place, right?
Right. It kind of sneaks up on you, I think.
And all of a sudden you're like, wow, what are we going to college in August or September? Yeah. And what are we doing?
Exactly.
What are we doing? So how do parents begin to prepare for their son or daughter going away to college in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, as Wendy and I, you know, have experience and also just talked about it getting ready today, we just realized there's an emotional side of that. There's obviously a practical side of that. I think coming from the practical side, there's a lot of just information online that can help out. You know, and we've seen things as detailed as make sure you leave them a lot of bottled water and some healthy snacks. And we're like, no, that's not what we want to focus on today. We do want to look at that emotional side. And part of it is because there's a study that came out in the American Journal of Public Health that college students even say that they felt academically prepared for life beyond high school. But the research showed that 60% of them felt they weren't emotionally prepared for college. And so as we talk about preparing a student, you know, to get ready to go, we really want to lean into that emotional side. And what kind of tools are we giving them to help them with problem solving, you know, even before they ever show up, right? So, you know, whether it's junior year of high school, you know, senior year, getting that summer in between, how are you going to help them through walking through some of those uncomfortable situations, how to cope with peer pressure, for instance, feeling confident in who they are and what they bring? And I really do look at that as this idea that as a parent, you're really helping to continue encouraging them and coaching them that, hey, you faced some of these things before. Don't forget that. Like, remember and hold on to those things. You can do it again. And really dig into being intentional, I would say. So for instance, I have a couple questions here that, you know, we're wrestling with. I mean, we're dropping our daughter. She's transferring to UC Santa Barbara in about a month. Okay. But the idea, like, you know, it's walking through, like, where are you going to be living? You know, is it going to be in a dorm? Is it going to be an off-campus apartment? How does that affect you meeting friends and kind of building this new community? When you're talking about friends, what kind of qualities are you looking for in those new friends? In terms of a budget, for instance, how can I help you learn about having that healthy relationship with money? And parents can kind of really be intentional to dig into those things so that the student feels that they can overcome any of those hurdles that they're facing.
Right. And I understand this is not a conversation we have in the car on the way to college.
Exactly. You don't want to wait. Yeah. And then you just feel overwhelmed maybe with some of those emotions. And so that really sets it up in this idea of having this conversation to manage expectations.
Right.
Hearing from them, what are some of their expectations about college? And you can be that sounding board for them to bring a little reality to it. But as that parent, you have an emotional side as well that needs to get prepared for. Mm-hmm. You know, remembering that you've been working for this and they've been working towards this their whole life. Like, you're actually here. They've made it. This is exciting. But at the same time, you're experiencing some loss. And so there's a bit of grief that you have to deal with as a parent. There's, you know, you're losing some of that, you know, consistent connection that you've been used to. You might be left out now. You will be left out, not probably, of their day-to-day life together. And so you're trying to figure out now how to create this new relationship. That's something that you're doing together with your student.
So what expectations do you have or should we have as parents?
Yeah. Well, everybody has expectations. And I think sometimes we put them in a bad light. So we think, oh, no, I'm not expecting anything. So we can seem like, you know, we're kind of go with the flow type people.
Right. No pressure, no pressure, no expectations.
But everybody has them, and they aren't good or bad. They just are. But they have the potential to hurt us if they go unmet, if they go one-sided, or if they're unreasonable. And so it's really important.
Or even unspoken.
Unspoken, exactly. Yes. Oh, so it's important, as you said, not on the way to school, but during the summer, that you have some conversations with your student about what they're expecting their year to look like. And even what they're expecting that day that you're going to drop them off, what that's going to look like. Have the conversations ahead of time so that you each are working towards the same goal. Because if I'm thinking it's going to go one way and my student is hoping it's going another way, we're working towards different goals.
Right.
And so if you talk about it ahead of time, you can have a clear idea of what goal you're actually working towards. And so specifically on the day of drop-off, let's say if your daughter really wants you to come in her dorm room and help her unpack and hang some stuff on the wall, talk about that ahead of time so that you can help her do that and she feels loved and known, whereas your son might be like, yeah, drop the boxes and go. And so you want to have that conversation because that's how they each feel respected and trusted and known. And so it saves a lot of heartache and turmoil.
Well, if I know that my son does not want me to help, then I can process my disappointment weeks in advance.
Yes.
And then really celebrate the time that we're in the car and we're actually on campus and we're actually loading the stuff into the room. And even at that point, if he said, hey, will you guys stay? How awesome would that be that you're actually like, oh my gosh, he's exceeded my expectation at this point.
Exactly. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Interesting. Well, I was going to say too, I remember when we took our daughter off to college and I remembered having my own college experience and stuff and how differently that was. And I remember that my mother and I actually had a conversation probably third week into college where she called and she said, you have not talked to us for 3 weeks. And I'm like, hadn't even thought about home. So I think that's another really key thing to say is, you know, obviously things are so much different with social media and texting and things like that. But really setting up a communication plan,
kind of
establishing those norms and expectations as well. So,
and it does help to establish them before you go, so that you don't have to manage a blow up conversation of hurt feelings later on down the road. And so it is, it's good to establish, you know, how often you're going to call, if we are going to have some face-to-face time, which we highly recommend. Get some eyes on your kids every once in a while so you can look them in the eye and see how they're doing. And even during those conversations, to come up with some really great questions for them. Not just how is your dorm food and how are your professors and your classes, but come up with questions about how they're handling their time and are they enjoying their roommates and are they pursuing friends and what's happening in their world outside of just school stuff so that you can really kind of hear about the wholeness of their life and not just school so that you have a better picture of how that's going for them.
Yeah, because otherwise it almost seems like an interrogation, you know, hey, what did you do? What are you not doing? Who are you doing it with? You know, and it's not really sharing life. It's not creating this new relationship that you're trying to establish with your adult student. And so, yeah, having that plan is helpful, but also I'd say, you know, persist. You know, connection might be hard, and there's going to be discouraging times as you're both navigating this new way of doing life together.
Yeah, exactly.
And that time, that's going to take time. And so not getting hurt when you're not doing these old patterns that you're just used to that might have seemed comfortable. But even as a parent, you have to move into that discomfort of figuring this out and navigating
Absolutely.
This. Yeah.
So are there some to-dos and don'ts when you're dropping off your student at college?
We would say so. My best advice would be to let them lead that day. Show them that you trust them and you respect them to get the job done. So when you show up, don't check in for them. Let them check in. Let them get their own key. Let them get their own mailbox info. Let them find out where to park and where to unload, what the Wi-Fi password is, all of those things on their own so that they can see that you really trust them and you know that they're ready to go. And they can get the confidence that they need to keep moving forward.
You know, this is really their day. It's not about you.
Right.
So hopefully, like Wendy mentioned, you've dealt with some of you beforehand so that you could really be there to support
be
and
present.
Cheer them on. Yeah,
right.
Be present in those moments, really watching them and trying to see some of what's under the surface. What are some of the emotions they might be going through themselves?
Interesting. So what are some of the ideas about maintaining good communications after you say goodbye?
Yeah, so as we mentioned before, just the idea that you're going to talk about it ahead of time so that you can avoid any upsetting conversations that you're not paying attention to me, or so I think as parents, we just need to have reasonable expectations that they have a whole new life going on. And so they're not going to respond to our text 24/7. Mm-hmm. They're not going to call us exactly when we want them to call us, but we do want to know that they're safe and they're okay and things yep. are going well. And so if you just have the conversation easy enough to have it ahead of time and everybody kind of sticks to the schedule, and if there's added things in that, then that's great. I would also say don't expect them to come home right away. Let them get in their community. Mm-hmm. It's new and they need to be at school. And so if we put pressure on our students that we want them home because we miss them so much, they're going to feel torn between mm-hmm. their old life and their new community. And so let them get established in their new community. And then when they're home, that's great.
Can you walk us through maybe some of your summer plans that, you know, that you plan to have?
Yeah. So, you know, our daughter did 2 years at a community college here in San Diego, and she's going to be transferring to a UC, and she's going to be moving up early. So her plan was to live off campus. She found some roommates ahead of time, and she has a house that she's going to be living in with 9 other women.
Woo-hoo!
But in terms of some of our plan, yeah, I mean, it's just trying to check in intentionally with, you know, if we can get one-on-one time, both Wendy and I. So for me, it's looking more like coffee here and there mm-hmm. with her, but really trying to then ask some of these questions, like, what are you hoping for? What's your expectation? You know, you have 9 women you're living with, but you're sharing a room with one of them. What's that going to look like?
Right.
What kind of job are you going to get? How is that going to help you and set up your budget? You know, what kind of activities are you going to try to jump into that are going to help you feel like you, but also maybe push you and have you try new things? And so just having those times either as a family, maybe we can go on a holiday and get together, you know, all of you, or at least building in these one-on-one times to really check in with them so that they feel prepared.
Yeah, and I'm doing the shopping with her. You know, I'm helping her find all the new beds and new sheets and new towels and all the things that she needs to take with her. But also, as I'm heading to Trader Joe's, I bring her with me, and we talk about what it's like to make meals for just one person and
right.
where you can find these things and how that's, since I know her well, I know her cooking skills. And so, you know, helping her see this is what you can make and this is where you find it, and just some really practical things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially with some of her favorite recipes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even Wendy last night was showing her how to make just fresh fish and how to grill that. And I've gone through this her favorite pancake recipe with her and some things like that, that she's not just seeing it and eating it. She's
right.
actually learning how to make it.
Exactly. So as we wind up our conversation on preparing or dropping off our son or daughter for college, are there any last minute tips we want to share?
I would say be flexible. Know your kid and be flexible with it so that you can encourage them along the way, because especially things are going to happen that you're not counting on happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to just be supportive in the moment goes a long way for them rather than freaking out that things aren't going exactly how you planned.
Exactly.
And so I'd say be flexible and supportive.
Yeah. And I'd say just look, you know, again, just hold on to that big picture that you have in terms of your relationship with them. I think a lot of parents do get caught up in maybe I haven't done enough or said enough right as they're about to drop them off at school. And so,
oh, I should have told you.
It's almost like this information dump.
Right.
Whereas like you're mentioning before, whether it's 9th, 10th, 11th grade, you know, 12th grade even, like just keep building that relationship slowly so you can trust this process that
mm-hmm.
they're connecting with you, you're connecting with them. Things are changing, but in the big picture, we have a strong relationship.
Absolutely.
To kind of manage all these bumps and hurdles.
And mom and dad, be free to put a voice to the voices in your head, you know, and let them know
sure.
what are those expectations. And
exactly.
if something that's not spoken, they're never going to rise to because they have no idea what you're thinking.
That's huge.
And so mom and dad, share your fears in an appropriate way, but also, you know, celebrate and elevate. We have trained you well. You are intelligent. You can do this.
Exactly.
And we are here to just fan those flames, and you're going to do great things.
Yeah. Over and over, that should be the message. I like that.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah,
thanks for having
you.
Us.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.